This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. A new online study has confirmed a sad truth about our listening habits, that people over the age of 33 effectively stop discovering new music and are doomed to recycle the hits of their youth. Well, it may be hard to believe. After all, so many people talk about the important role that music plays in their lives. So we sent our producer, Molly Donahue, around the office to see what people had to say about their musical habits.
So how old are you?
I'm 36 years old.
25.
33.
I am 39 years old.
I'm 24.
Okay, and then when is the last time you bought or got into new music?
That's a good question.
Gosh.
Last time I bought music was online.
A few months ago, maybe in the summer or last summer, a Mahalia Jackson record.
Well, new music for me is old music.
I've gone the last couple of years. I've gone a few times to the broadcast of the Met Opera they do. Got new music. I mean, new to me.
I hope where you're going with this is the fact that, like, my identity was, like, getting into new artists for, like, my entire youth up until I went to college. Like, I don't know what happened.
Well, I would like to blame it on a baby. I just had a baby, but she's only 4 months, so I can't really blame it on that.
One of my first jobs was working at a CD store. I would collect CDs like crazy. I had hundreds of them. I sold off all of them, and now I regret having sold off all of them, and I haven't, like, replaced those old listening habits with anything new yet. I listen to Pandora a lot and the radio a lot, but you hear the same stuff again and again.
A thoroughly unscientific sampling of the NHPR staff there talking about how they discover, or rather do not discover, new music nowadays. Well, Gabe Moline rejects the notion that age prevents us from getting our groove on. He's music editor at KQED Arts in California, where he recently wrote an essay called Keep Listening, Notes on Turning 40 and Still Seeking Out New Music. Gabe, welcome to the program.
Hey, pleasure to be here.
So is this borne out by people you know, that research that people pretty much stop discovering new music after 30-something?
Well, anecdotally, you can see it all over the place in, you know, middle-aged people wearing Ramones t-shirts or, you know, AC/DC shirts. But there was a recent study, actually, earlier this year that determined through, I believe, Spotify data, that people really stopped seeking out new music by the age of 33 and just listened to the music they liked in high school or the music they liked in college. And that was incredibly depressing to me.
Well, why do you think we stop or people stop?
I don't know. music for a lot of people is a nostalgic thing connected to their youth. Like I say in this piece, I remember my mom telling me once that the music you like in high school is going to be your favorite music for the rest of your life.
Oh, my goodness.
And with this study, it boggled my mind because 33 was about the time that I started not wanting to listen to any music that I'd heard before and became really ravenous and exploratory for new sounds.
But to be fair, you are a musician. You work. Your job constantly exposes you to new music. Not everybody out there gets new music mailed to them.
That is true. However, I'm like everyone else. I get bombarded with, YouTube links in my text messages and people telling me, you know, 20 new bands that I have to listen to tonight and report back to them in the morning and tell them how much I love them. There's so much music, and it's coming at you from all sides, and it's like, you know, tennis balls being flung at you, and you just have to beat it away until you see one coming that looks good and you say, okay, I'm going to give this one a chance. Does that make any sense?
It does make a lot of sense. You know, I guess I would like to know how to note that one that's coming at you. And that's part of what you do. You're helping us figure this out. And part of your advice is to continue interacting with music in a very tangible way. So how do you mean?
Well, the obvious one, and it's almost a cliche these days, but purchase physical media. It really makes a difference when you have something tactile in your hands, when you have artwork and liner notes, and when you yourself lift your hand to push a button or drop a needle on music. I see a lot of young people discovering physical music, and their whole relationship to it changes for the better.
All right, so buy music, actual music. What else? How should we interact with new music?
Well, live music is really just a no-brainer. I can't tell you how many times my reaction to a piece of music has changed by seeing it performed live. Usually for the better, sometimes for the worse. Also, you're in a room with, 500, 8,000, maybe 20,000 people, and you're sharing that just communal joy with so many people, which is, there's just nothing like it.
Well, I really love that idea. I think it's so important to kind of be with live music. But it goes against what everybody says about, once you're in your 30s, you probably have kids. It's harder to go out and see music. Then when you go, you feel like the old guy at the club. Does that happen to you?
Oh, yeah. You have to constantly banish that worry that you're the old person at the show. I still go to a lot of rap shows where I'm very much the oldest person there. I go to, punk shows. I go to warehouse shows. It's not my scene, according to the rules, but I don't know. When has music ever played by the rules? I think if you're there and you're passionate about it and maybe at least one or two other people there, it helps. But it's also kind of neat to be the outsider. It's also kind of neat to be the fly on the wall. That's how it was when I first started going to concerts, and it was terrifying. But I learned from it.
Did you once have a more adventurous and intimate relationship with music, feeling like you don't know where to find new artists? Well, Gabe Moline is with us. He's music editor at KQED Arts, and he's giving us some tips on how to keep discovering new music after 40. So going to see live bands, putting yourself out there, buying physical copies of music. I understand, why that really works. But they don't necessarily push you to try new music. You could just buy, the same old copies. You could go to see the same old bands. How do you suggest people actually find the new music?
My experience is, it really kind of comes from the crate digging world, looking through piles of records at record stores, at thrift stores, at junk stores, and just looking for something that catches my eye rather than my ear. But you can also make commitments. I mean, there are a number of very stupid ways that I make sure that I still like new music. And one of them is to commit to listening to one style of music that you hate for a week, solid. And, something really strange and beautiful happens when you do that. You may come out of it hating that style of music even more, or what's happened with me almost always is to have a new appreciation of it.
I'm curious of what you tried.
Well, in this piece, I mentioned the week that I listened solely to pop country radio. That was a couple years ago. And my goodness, so much of new modern pop country is very corny. Some of it is really poignant and really emotional. And my main takeaway from that week is that country music is impeccably crafted. Country music is one of the last genres of music in America that employs songwriters full time. There's something just really unique and cool about people striving to write a hit all day long, and sometimes succeeding.
Well, you're also speaking to something, the hit makers. When I was growing up, music was aimed at, for the most part, that, 13-year-old to, 24-year-old kind of audience. There is this sense of the music that is written being young or purely nostalgic. Our sort of engagement with music is purely nostalgic for a time that was. How do people get knocked out of that nostalgia?
My answer might be a little strange, but listen to modern pop music. You know, listen to Katy Perry and listen to Taylor Swift. Listen to the music now that is being made, mostly for that demographic, for kids. Not only will you find some really great songs, you might feel young again yourself. Also, you'll have something to talk about with your nieces and nephews at family gatherings.
Well, when I was in high school and middle school, actually, I had a group of friends. They were constantly passing around music. So how do you suggest that we maintain that kind of social aspect of music appreciation once you turn 40 and your peer groups are somewhat more constricted and somewhat less, we can't sit around and make mixtapes anymore?
Yeah. You could if you wanted to, but you'd find a small audience among your friends who might be able to play them. I think the best way to share music is in person. I have so many conversations with people about music where they'll say, "Hey, have you heard this band from Toronto?" And I'll go, "No." "Have you heard this great band from Denver?" And they'll go, "No." And then we both promise that we'll go home and look them up and listen to them, and we never do, and that's the end of it. Really, it is just so rewarding to be in person with somebody listening to music and, letting it wash over you and talking about it. And that's really going to just be the best impact. And not only is that good for them, but it's good for you as a listener. I mean, I think sharing music and sharing what you've discovered and why you like it is really important.
That's a beautiful sort of idea, getting together to listen to music.
I mean, it might fall under the sort of commitment idea of, committing to listen to music that you don't like for a week. You might make a weekly night where you invite friends over and everyone has to bring two songs, and you go around and you listen to everyone's two songs. Not everyone can make that type of commitment, but all the beautiful things need work at some point. After 12 years of marriage, you realize we need to work to keep nurturing this. Children are beautiful things, and they require a lot of work, especially in their teenage years. And your relationship with music is the same. And at some point, you'll realize that it might be slowly slipping away from you. And if you catch it at the right time and you make a commitment to keep that relationship alive, you'll be in good hands.
Well, Gabe, thank you very much for sharing your musical philosophy with us.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Gabe Moline is music editor at KQED Arts in California. He recently wrote an essay for his 40th birthday called "Keep Listening, Notes on Turning 40 and Still Seeking Out New Music." You'll find a link to it yourself at wordofmouthradio.org. After our interview with Gabe, we realized we almost missed a perfect opportunity to actually hear about some of the new music we should try out. After all, one of his biggest points is that we have to share new music if we want to discover it. We asked him to tell us about three artists he's been excited about recently.
I've been listening to a lot of Atlanta rap lately. The rapper Future has a new record called Dirty Sprite 2, which I think is just extraordinary. Where your ass was at, dog, when it was 1 feet? Where your ass was at, dog, then eat? It is the sound of someone at the bottom slowly clawing his way up. The production on it is so fresh, and his voice is really otherworldly. I love a new record by Atre Nevu. He made a record a couple years ago that I think owed a lot to 1980s production, but the songwriting was really incredible, and this new one is very sprawling and crazy. The first song on it is guided by his vocal melody, but there's these sped up and slowed down tape loops coming in and out of the mix. There's acoustic piano and upright bass. It's really something. I can't get tired of this record by Kamasi Washington called The Epic. He's a saxophone player from Southern California who assembled a large band, and it's very reminiscent of the spiritual exploratory jazz of the late 60s, really deep and rich, and I play it over and over and over again.
That's Gabe Moline, music editor at KQED in San Francisco, offering his picks for new music to try out right now.